Here comes Sir Roger Norrington onto the stage of the Royal Festival Hall with the three soloists, a part one of Haydn's creation, to be sung in a new English translation by Paul McCreesh.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Will you forgive me if I say a couple of things before we start this marvellous piece? First of all, Haydn's creation is a delightful story about the beginning of the world, seen from an Enlightenment deist tradition. So it's not a solemnly religious work like a Mozart Mass or a Bach Passion. Indeed, in Haydn's time, it was considered too worldly to be sung in a church at all. It's grand, it's charming, it's awe-inspiring, but above all, it's meant to be enjoyable. In 1800, the Viennese audience clapped every movement. Indeed, sometimes even in the middle. So please feel free to do exactly what you want. But it would be a pity if we heard this glorious piece in solemn Victorian silence. And the second thing, I thought it might interest you to hear a witness of the first public performance in the Burgtheater in Wien, 1799. It's a letter from probably a shopkeeper to his cousin. Dear cousin, yesterday we had a very unusual spectacle in Vienna, for the famous Haydn performed the creation of the world set to music. And I can't tell you, cousin, how full the place was. The performance was at 7 o'clock, but I was standing at the door at 1, and only at the risk of life and limb did I get a little seat on the fourth floor. My wife had reserved 2 seats for herself. She likes things comfortable. But when she arrived at 6, she couldn't get to them at all, and people were almost climbing over each other to get to their seats. But when the music finally began, everything at once became so quiet that, cousin, you could have heard a mouse running. If they hadn't so frequently applauded, you would have thought the place was empty. But, cousin, in my whole life, I will never hear such a beautiful piece of music. For the life of me, I couldn't believe that human lungs and sheep gut and calf skin could create such miracles. The music by itself described thunder and lightning. And then, cousin, you could hear the rain falling and the water rushing and even the worms crawling on the ground. In short, cousin, I never left a theatre more contented. And all night long, I dreamed of the creation of the world. So, enjoy the music. We certainly shall. And if you want to join in between the movements, you're very welcome.